A campaign in Maine is gathering signatures to replace the state's investor-owned energy grid with one that is consumer-owned. Central Maine Power and Versant serve the majority of Maine utility customers, but they consistently rank low for customer satisfaction, see some of the most frequent power outages, and have high rates. Seth Berry is the former House Chair of the Maine Legislature's Energy Committee, but left recently to work on getting this initiative on the 2023 ballot. It's based on a bill that passed in 2021 to invest in a consumer-owned utility, but was vetoed by the governor.
This is a great opportunity for us to change it up and say, at least here in Maine, we're going to be independent. We're going to have local control. It's a better business model. It's proven to work better. And that's where we're heading.
Berry says the campaign is on track to have enough signatures. Opponents argue a publicly funded model would be too expensive. But Berry notes CMP and Versant charge 58% more for service than consumer-owned utilities, which are currently in 97 Maine towns.
They have better reliability. Their customers are happy. If they're not happy, they have a way to walk right into that board meeting and complain about it, which you certainly can't do with CMP. Their governing board is actually based in a skyscraper in Spain.
He adds that as Maine moves towards electrifying the power grid, it's important to have accountability. Research shows by removing the profit incentive for current investor-owned companies, Mainers could save up to $9 billion over 30 years. I'm Lee Volke reporting. Find our 8 Trust Indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.